Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Haven, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, Subversive Behavior?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back. His master said to him in reply, You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and they will grow rich. And from those who have not, even what they have will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord. I have to admit that I have long struggled with this parable. Traditional commentaries lead us to believe that the talents are about the gifts that God has entrusted to us. And if we use them well, then they will multiply and good things will come to us. Who would turn their noses up at that? It's especially easy to feel good about this parable if we end the proclamation with the shorter version that leaves us feeling maybe a small amount of pride when we hear the Lord, the Master, say to us, Well done, good and faithful servant. Don't get me wrong. Using the gifts, the talents bestowed on us by the Spirit of God is right and just. And the world is better for it when we do. But the longer proclamation of the parable brings in the 3rd servant who only buried the talent given to him. Because of this action, the master condemned the servant, stripped him of what he had been given, and threw him out into the dark. My struggle, is with the image of the master who condemns and casts out one of his own. Perhaps such an image isn't surprising if, in fact, as the third servant articulated, the master is one who was a demanding person, harvesting where he did not plant, gathering where he did not scatter. With traditional interpretations of this parable, it's been presented that God is the master in the story. If so, then what does this say about who God is? Is the ending of the gospel the way God will treat those who have less and are given little and are expected to make a return anyway? Perhaps the answer comes in understanding that unlike many of the parables where Jesus begins, "The kingdom of God is like," Jesus does not say those words in prefacing this parable or anywhere in this parable. Perhaps this parable has little to do with who God is and more to do with who we are. The talents spoken of in the parable have nothing to do with gifts or talents as we understand those words in our own context today. The word talent in the ancient world referenced a large sum of money, and the master was entrusting his money, not giving it, to his servants, not his friends. The expectation was that those who were entrusted were to invest, trade, or do whatever was necessary to make more money, not for themselves, but for the master. In the ancient world, this was morally wrong because, as one commentator put it, in a world where the pie of all good and goods was already all distributed, an increase in the share of one person automatically meant a loss for someone else. We have to wonder what this parable has to say to us today, at least here in the United States. Could it be that by refusing to make more money for the master, the third servant was acting subversively, refusing to participate in the master's repugnant behavior, where the rich always get richer, often on the backs of the poor? Could it be that it was the third servant who was, in fact, the good and faithful one that Jesus was inviting his disciples to emulate? In our own day, we have examples of faithful disciples who exercised the courage and risk of the third servant in standing up to or facing down the rich masters. We can think of Sister Dorothy Stay, who received death threats from loggers, ranchers, and wealthy landowners because of her outspoken support of the environment and the poor in the Amazon. Dorothy was murdered in 2005. In my own community, Sister Ardith Platy dedicated her life to confronting the sin of nuclear arms and its effects on the environment and humanity, especially upon the children. Because of her preaching and actions, she spent countless years in jails or prisons. Ardith died in her sleep in September of this year. Many would call these women foolish, crazy, uselessly spending their lives, and yes, even subversive. But these women and others like them, men as well, are like the good wife proclaimed in the book of Proverbs from today's first reading, who reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy, just as Jesus did in his life and ministry. These are the good and faithful servants who are willing to risk the wrath of the mighty, the rich, and the strong, because they know themselves to be children of the light. By virtue of our baptism, we too are children of the light. Sometimes that light calls us to be subversive in our behavior and to confront unjust systems. What risks are we willing to take for the sake of justice and peace? For the sake of the fullness of humanity, especially for the children? For the sake of global security? do we have the courage of that third servant in the image of Jesus, willing to risk everything for the sake of the gospel? If so, then come and share our Master's joy.